So the day after Sukkot has a lot of experiences, a lot of emotions. You have to take the schach, you schlep them down, you roll up the walls, their canvas of the sukkah, fold up the folding chairs, cleaning up the pots again. And so there are a lot of things that we do to wrap up the yontif, but the truth is it comes not just with a sense of heaviness of like, ugh, more schlepping and more putting away, but it's a feeling of, on a deeper level, of disappointment of walking away from a yontif season. A time when we spent weeks, every day, even just acknowledging the enhanced connection that we had with Hashem Yisbarach by saying L'David. Every day we reminded ourselves, to some extent, greater or lesser, Acha sha'alti me'es Hashem, Oso avake, shifti b'veis Hashem, koi mechayai. Levaker b'hecholo, which probably means to wake up each morning in his hechol. And now we don't have that. Not only did they write the Gzar Din, they sealed the Gzar Din, they sent the Gzar Din, we had the little Tosefa Suda. So there's an element of disappointment, of feeling that maybe even on a Olam Haza level, the post-vacation depression. You have to get back to the regular. And yet at the same time, it's an opportunity for chizuk from the Meraglim. Because we sat in Anani HaKavod Kiviyachol, the Rabbeinu Shalom took care of everything that we needed. And the Meraglim said, this is a good way to live. We love this. Shifti b'veis Hashem, kol yimei chayai. Let's sit with Man, with Anani HaKavod, with Moshe Rabban Shal Yisrael. Let's keep it going. And the Rabbeinu Shalom said, no, you have to understand that that's not the tachlis of this world. That's not the telos, that's not the intention. It's important for a period of time to sit with Anani HaKavod, but that's not the goal. The goal is to go about a normal, earthly, physical life. So you have to go into the land. You have to build. You have to plow. That's how the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldberg, based on the Svas Emes, understands the Chet HaMeraglim, based on the Zohar HaKadosh. And maybe that's also the way to view, or at least a way that I can view, this transition from these amazing, spiritual, uplifting, nourishing days to Mar Cheshvan, Merach Shavon, no Yontif. Which is that exactly this point. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam, his goal for us is not to live in a sukkah. His goal for us is not to stand together with our feet and not eat and wear a kittel and be like malachim. The goal is for us to plow and to plant. Whether you plow first or plant first, either way, you're plowing and planting. And yet, even though we're supposed to go back to the day-to-day, perhaps part of the avoda is to take the experience that we had of closeness with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that feeling that maybe we had at some point over the entire Yom Tov season, and take it with us. And maybe there are a couple of ways that we can do that. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Tshuva that, of course, the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, those are the prime time for Tshuva. That's Yafe B'Yoser. But the Rambam then gives a caveat. What does the Rambam say? That's B'Yachid. Avol B'Tzibur Kol Zman She'osin Tshuva V'Tzoakim B'Lev Shalem Heinanin. When a person connects to the Tzibur, if they are aware that they're connecting to something larger than themselves, they're really connecting to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Right? The concept of Knesset Yisrael is a mirror image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so when a person is able to somehow connect themselves to that greater Tzibur. Kashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu elav. They feel that closeness. What's the context there? It's that connection that a person feels. So it's not just during Aseres Mitzvah. It's any time we can connect to the Tzibur, to Knesset Yisrael. So whether that's globally Knesset Yisrael, whether that's Knesset Yisrael in Israel, which is the Makom of Knesset Yisrael. But when we tap into that, it's one avenue to feel a little bit of the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the whole year. During the Chorev Zman, can we tap in? So learning Torah Eretz Yisrael. Learning Torah Eretz Yisrael, if on a deep level we realize that we're connecting to the Neshama HaKlolis, to the Tzibur, there's an element that we could take with us of feeling karov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we felt at different points over the past few weeks. Another way is Shabbos. When the Gemara says that a person who's Mishamer Shabbos Mochlin L'Akol V'Nosav, even if he was Ovid Avod Zara Kador Enosh Rachman L'Islan, what's the pshat over there? So I once heard from Rav Tversky, you're nodding, you heard this pshat from Rabbi Tversky? Yeah. There's also a similar mahalach in the Nesiva Shalom. It's a very similar approach, which is that when we think about repairing our relationship and being close and feeling connected to Hashem, so usually to do that, you have to take several steps to approach, to connect. But if you can just be in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because He gives you the gifts of being present and being with you, then you can somehow circumvent the process of tshuva as the Rambam articulates it. So when we have Shabbos during the winter time, when it's not Shabbos Shabbosim, when it's Shabbos, to appreciate that that's a time to feel and to find a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the third, of course, is Talmud Torah. So when Chazal say that when everything came crumbling down, when they took down, when the Rebbe Shalom took down the Sukkas David, when it became a Sukkas David Hanofales, what was left, says the Gemara Brachos, Ein lo laKadosh Baruch Hu elo damin al shal halacha. As hard as it is sometimes on a practical level, but to remind ourselves that when we are engaged in Talmud Torah, at whatever level, in whatever aspect, that is an immersive experience of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That somehow He is found in that experience, in that moment. So the Gemara says in terms of halacha, but the Medrash says it in terms of agadata. Ritzon chashetaka mishamar v'hoya olam lamod agada, Sifri says. So it doesn't matter really whether it's halacha or agada. It's the experience of Talmud Torah. Shnaim sheyoshvim v'yesh b'neim divrei Torah, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the beginning of the third parak. So the Ribono Shel Olam, He leans His ear. Vayakshiv Hashem vayishma. And then the Mishnah says, even one person when the person is learning Torah. So the idea that we have to deconstruct today the Sukkas David, after the whole Yantif, and we have to let go of L'David Hashem Ori, and we have to leave behind all of the Kabbalahs of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, is really, it's a false premise. What we need to do is we need to shift into this new tekufa and realize, Aleph Lekach Notzarnu. That's why we're here. And Beis, within the day-to-day world that we have, to capture those moments of feeling close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To capture that opportunity to connect to the Tzibur. To capture the Shabbos experience as a Shabbos of closeness to Hashem, of feeling that same sense of the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And of course, ultimately, what Halavai will continue to be Zocha to do, and why we're here, It's Talmud Torah. It's the Dalet Amos Shel Halacha and Ritzoncha Shetakar Misha Amar V'Hoy Olam. The experience of engaging the Dvar Hashem. Ray Rosenzweig once made a comment, I forget what the context was, but he was talking about how when a person studies, they were learning, I forget the context of why he said this or how it came up, a Melchamas and a Ramban, right? Just learning the Melchamas with the Balamor, if a person really is attuned in their neshama, they're having a spiritual experience of being Karov, V'chol Karein Re'lov, Karov to the Ribbono Shel Olam, in that Rivet, in that Hasaga. And certainly, when we engage in the Liman of Agada, but in whatever aspect it's going to be, to remind ourselves that brings back. When Rav Weinberger was here, when he came to Chicago a couple of years ago, so after he finished the Farbrengen, it was awesome, so I introduced my oldest son, Chaim, to Rav Weinberger. So what did he say to him? He asked him where he's in high school. So he told him. So Weinberger said, he said, you know, you have to remember when you're learning, he said, you have to remember who wrote the Torah, who gave you the Torah. That there's the Ribbono Shel Olam. And so when we learn, we also have that opportunity to feel that sense of closeness, to feel that connection. So halavai, as we learn every day, we should continue to strengthen that appreciation, that sense. We should take advantage of every moment that we have to be b'mechitzaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His Dalet Amos.